Welcome to your GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor today, and we're diving deep into one of the most important topics on the WJEC specification, the religious practices of Judaism. Whether you're revising for the first time or doing a final check before your exam, this episode is going to walk you through everything you need to know, and more importantly, how to write answers that actually earn marks. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts, the Synagogue. Let's begin with the synagogue because it sits at the heart of Jewish community life. The word synagogue comes from the Greek meaning place of assembly, but in Hebrew it's called the Beit Knesset, the house of assembly. And that name tells you something really important. The synagogue isn't just a place of prayer. It's a community hub for education, social support, and celebration. Now, when you're writing about the synagogue in your exam, you must use the correct Hebrew terminology. Examiners specifically award marks for this. It shows you understand the topic at a deeper level. Let's go through the key features. The most important feature is the Aron Kodesh, the Holy Ark. This is the ornate cabinet at the front of the synagogue where the Sefer Torah, the Torah scrolls, are kept. The congregation stands when the Aron Kodesh is opened as a mark of deep respect for the Torah. Above the Aron Kodesh burns the Nir Tamid, the eternal light. This flame is never extinguished, symbolizing God's eternal presence and the continuous nature of the Jewish faith. It also represents the menorah that burned continuously in the ancient temple in Jerusalem. In the center of the synagogue, particularly in Orthodox synagogues, you'll find the bima. This is the raised reading platform from which the Torah is read aloud during services. In Reform synagogues, the bima is often positioned at the front, near the Aron Kodesh, rather than in the center. Speaking of differences between Orthodox and Reform Judaism, this is absolutely crucial for your exam. WJEC questions frequently ask you to compare these two traditions. In an Orthodox synagogue, you'll find a mikitza, a partition that separates men and women during worship. Orthodox Judaism maintains that men and women pray separately based on traditional interpretations of Jewish law. In Reform synagogues, men and women sit together, reflecting the Reform movement's emphasis on gender equality and adaptation to modern life. Another key difference, in Orthodox services, the rabbi and prayer leader are always male. In Reform Judaism, women can become rabbis and lead services. The first female rabbi in Britain was Jackie Tabak, ordained in 1975. That's a named example worth knowing. Section 2, Shabbat. Now let's talk about Shabbat, the Jewish Sabbath. This is one of the most important practices in Judaism, and it's a topic where candidates often lose marks by being too vague. So let's be precise. Shabbat begins at sunset on Friday evening and ends when three stars are visible in the sky on Saturday night. This timing comes from the creation narrative in Genesis, where God rested on the seventh day. As it says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. The positive commandments of Shabbat, the things Jews must do, include lighting two Shabbat candles before sunset on Friday. This is traditionally done by the woman of the household. The candles are lit and a blessing is recited, welcoming the Shabbat. Then comes Kiddush, the sanctification of Shabbat over a cup of wine. The word Kiddush means sanctification, and it's recited before the Friday night meal. Two challah loaves, braided bread, are placed on the table, covered with a cloth, representing the double portion of manna that God provided to the Israelites in the wilderness on the day before Shabbat. Now here's where many candidates lose marks. They describe Shabbat only as a day of rest. That's not enough. You must explain the concept of melasha, which means work or creative labor. The Torah prohibits 39 categories of melasha on Shabbat. These include activities like lighting a fire, writing, cooking, and carrying objects in a public space. In modern Orthodox practice, this extends to switching on electrical appliances, driving, and using a phone. Reform Jews may interpret these restrictions more loosely, focusing on the spirit of rest and reflection rather than strict legal observance. Shabbat ends with the Havdalah ceremony, meaning separation. This beautiful ritual marks the boundary between the Holy Shabbat and the ordinary working week. It involves a braided candle with multiple wicks, a cup of wine, and a spice box. The spices are smelled to carry the sweetness of Shabbat into the new week. The candle is extinguished in the wine at the end of the ceremony. Section 3, Jewish Festivals. Let's move on to the major festivals. I want to focus on the ones most likely to appear in your exam: Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Pesach, and Hanukkah. First, Rosh Hashanah. This is the Jewish New Year, observed on the first and second days of the Hebrew month of Tishrei, usually falling in September or October. The central ritual of Rosh Hashanah is the blowing of the shofar, a ram's horn trumpet. The shofar is blown 100 times during the synagogue service. Its sound is a call to repentance and self-reflection. Rosh Hashanah begins the 10 days of awe, a period of introspection leading up to Yom Kippur. Traditional foods include apples dipped in honey, symbolizing the hope for a sweet new year. Now, and this is a really common exam mistake, do not confuse Rosh Hashanah with Yom Kippur. They are related but distinct. Rosh Hashanah is about judgment. Jewish tradition teaches that on this day, God opens the book of life and begins to judge each person. Yom Kippur, 10 days later, is the Day of Atonement, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. On Yom Kippur, Jews fast for approximately 25 hours, abstaining from food and water. They also refrain from wearing leather shoes, bathing, and marital relations. The fast is based on Leviticus chapter 16, which commands a day of self-denial and atonement. The synagogue service on Yom Kippur includes the Kol Nidre prayer, chanted at the start of the evening service, one of the most emotionally powerful moments in the Jewish liturgical year. Yom Kippur ends with a final blast of the shofar. Next, Pesach, or Passover. This festival commemorates the Exodus from Egypt when God freed the Israelites from slavery under Pharaoh. It lasts 8 days, 7 in Israel and among Reform Jews. The central ritual is the Seder meal, held on the first two nights. The word Seder means order because the meal follows a specific sequence set out in the Haggadah, the Passover storybook. The Seder plate contains 6 symbolic foods: bitter herbs representing the bitterness of slavery, sheroset, a sweet paste representing the mortar used by enslaved Israelites, a lamb shank bone representing the Passover sacrifice, a roasted egg, parsley, and a second bitter herb. During Pesach, no shemetz, leavened bread, is eaten. Matzah, unleavened flatbread, is eaten instead, recalling the haste with which the Israelites fled Egypt, with no time for their bread to rise. Finally, Hanukkah. This is the festival of lights lasting 8 days, usually in November or December. It commemorates the rededication of the temple in Jerusalem in 165 BCE, after it was recaptured from the Seleucid Greeks by the Maccabees. The central ritual is the lighting of the Chanukiah, a 9-branched menorah. One candle is lit on the first night, 2 on the second, and so on until all 8 are lit on the final night. The 9th candle, the Shamash, is used to light the others. The miracle of Hanukkah, according to the Talmud, is that a single cruse of oil, enough for only one day, burned for 8 days in the rededicated temple. Section 4. Brit Milah and the Covenant. Let me briefly cover Brit Milah, male circumcision, because it's a key life cycle practice that examiners love to ask about. Brit Milah is performed on the 8th day after a Jewish boy is born. It is a physical sign of the covenant between God and the Jewish people, established with Abraham in Genesis chapter 17. God says to Abraham, "This is my covenant which you shall keep between me and you and your descendants after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised." This is one of the 613 mitzvot commandments in the Torah. The ceremony is performed by a trained specialist called a mohel. It is a moment of profound religious significance, welcoming the child into the Jewish community and into the covenant of Abraham. Section 5. Kashrut Jewish Dietary Laws. Kashrut refers to the Jewish dietary laws. Food that is permitted is called kosher, meaning fit or proper. The laws of kashrut come from the Torah, particularly Leviticus chapter 11 and Deuteronomy chapter 14. Key rules include: only certain animals may be eaten. Land animals must have split hooves and chew the cud. So beef and lamb are kosher, but pork is not. Fish must have fins and scales, so salmon is kosher, but prawns and shellfish are not. All permitted animals must be slaughtered in a specific way by a trained shushe, a ritual slaughterer, using a swift, clean cut to minimize suffering. This method is called shishita. Crucially, meat and dairy products must never be mixed. This comes from the Torah commandment, "Do not boil a kid in its mother's milk," which appears 3 times in the Torah. Observant Jews maintain separate sets of dishes, pots, and utensils for meat and dairy. There is also a waiting period between eating meat and dairy, typically 3 to 6 hours, depending on tradition. Now, the Orthodox versus Reform distinction matters here too. Orthodox Jews strictly observe all the laws of kashrut. Reform Jews may observe some laws, none or all, based on personal choice and the principle that Jewish law should be interpreted in light of modern circumstances. Section 6. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. For 5 mark, describe questions. Give 3 distinct points or 1 detailed point with development. Use Hebrew terminology. It earns credit. For example, if asked to describe features of a synagogue, don't just say, "There's a special cupboard for the Torah." Say, "The Aron Kodesh is the holy ark, an ornate cabinet at the front of the synagogue in which the Sefer Torah, the Torah scrolls, are stored. The congregation stands when it is opened as a sign of respect." For 8 mark, explain questions. Use the point, evidence, explanation structure twice. Make 2 separate, developed points. Each point should include a reference to a source of wisdom, the Torah, Talmud, or a specific commandment. For example, Shabbat is important because it fulfills one of the 10 commandments. Exodus 20 verse 8 states, "Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy." This shows that Shabbat observance is a direct divine command, making it central to Jewish identity and practice. For the 15-mark discuss question, this is where many candidates lose significant marks. You must present a balanced argument, arguments for the statement and arguments against. You must reach a clear, justified conclusion. Allocate at least 20 to 25 minutes for this question. A common mistake is writing only one side of the argument. Even if you personally agree with the statement, you must engage seriously with the counterargument. Common mistakes to avoid. Do not say the Bible. Say the Tanakh, the Torah, or the Talmud. Do not confuse Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Do not describe Shabbat only as a day of rest without mentioning Malacha, Kiddush, and Havdalah. Do not forget to include a counter-argument in evaluation questions. Section 7. Quick fire, recall, quiz. Okay, let's test your knowledge. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give you the answer. Question 1. What is the Hebrew term for the Holy Ark in a synagogue? The answer is Aron Kodesh. Question 2. What does the Ner Tamid symbolize? It symbolizes God's eternal presence and the continuous nature of Jewish faith. Question 3. What is the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah is the Jewish New Year focused on judgment when the shofar is blown. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement 10 days later when Jews fast for 25 hours. Question 4. Name 3 things that happen during the Havdalah ceremony. A braided candle is lit, spices are smelled, wine is used to extinguish the candle. Question 5. What is the significance of Brit Milah? It is the physical sign of the covenant between God and the Jewish people, established with Abraham in Genesis 17. Question 6. What does kosher mean? And give 2 examples of non-kosher food. Kosher means fit or proper. Non-kosher foods include pork and shellfish. Section 8, summary and sign-off. Let's wrap up with the key points to take away from today's episode. The synagogue is the center of Jewish community life, featuring the Aron Kodesh, Ner Tamid, and Bima. Orthodox and Reform Judaism differ significantly in gender roles and the strictness of observance. Shabbat runs from Friday sunset to Saturday night, involving Kiddush, the prohibition of Malacha, and the Havdalah ceremony. The major festivals are Rosh Hashanah, Judgment and the Shofar, Yom Kippur, Fasting and Atonement, Pesach, the Seder meal, and Exodus, and Hanukkah, the Chanukiah, and the Miracle of Oil. Brit Milah connects Jewish practice directly to the covenant of Abraham in Genesis 17. Kashrut governs what Jews eat, with Orthodox Jews observing all laws strictly and Reform Jews applying personal interpretation. In your exam, use Hebrew terminology, cite specific sources like the Torah and Talmud, distinguish between Orthodox and Reform, and always include a counterargument in 15-mark questions. You've got this. Good luck in your exam. And remember, the more specific your knowledge, the more marks you earn. See you next time.